Howdy. So, welcome to the Mind Your Fitness podcast with me, your host, Thomas James Fowler, aka the Fitness and Mindset Coach. So, I know I have said numerous times, again and again, like, it's a fresh start, it's a new slate, you're going to get more podcasts from me, and then I just didn't deliver, and that's my bad. Ultimately, I think it's just because I did have the time. We all have the time to do these things. It just wasn't a high enough priority. And I guess I just fell out of love. Because I put so much pressure on myself to constantly record and to edit. And anyone that runs and hosts a podcast would appreciate it. It's not just a case of hitting record and hitting send or, you know, publish. That isn't the case. There's so much more that goes into it. But what I'm doing this time is I really am just hitting record and then hitting publish. I'll put some show notes in, but selfishly, they're just going to be links to my services and my social media and stuff. Because in this day and age, like, every man and his dog has got a podcast. Like, it's ridiculous. It's good, don't get me wrong, it's good because, you know, there's literally something for everyone. But, yeah, with that in mind, like I said, it's going to be raw, unedited. It's literally just going to be record and publish. So, the first one back, pretty much just want to re-establish who I am. And for anyone that is new listening, and I'm going to assume a lot of people are going to be new listening, because obviously I haven't been as active. So there will be less engagement, so less people are going to kind of know about the podcast and know who I am. So as I said in the intro, I'm Thomas James Fowler, aka the Fitness and Mindset Coach. But what even is that? And I'm glad that no one asked. But basically, I will help work on your physical and mental well-being, your physical and mental health. How I do that is top secret. I'm joking, it's not. So one of the ways that I predominantly do this is through functional fitness. So that's, you know, bodyweight movements, movements that you use for, say, like a kettlebell, a barbell, dumbbells. Very, very rare that we'll use sort of machines. But functional movements, movements that you sort of replicate, that you would do day in, day out. Silly things like, you know, picking your kids up, but being able to pick your kids up without it straining your back, putting something up on the shelf, again, that isn't going to, you're not going to jar yourself, you're not going to hurt yourself. It's just these really simple movement patterns that we're going to help build strength to, you know, get you more functionally fitter physically. And then within that, one of the biggest things that I love to do with people is to set really, really small goals. And what that does is that will help enable you to obviously grow in confidence, because when it's a small goal, you're more inclined to succeed. When you succeed with a goal, it's like a mini little win. And that in itself can do wonders for people's mindset. That obviously isn't all that I do. You know, I sit and have quite in-depth conversations with my legends. I don't call people I work with clients or customers, because they're not, they're legends. If you are being vulnerable and you are allowing yourself to seek some help and some support in whatever field that may be, in my eyes, that makes you a legend. So, yeah. And if you wanted to become a Mind Your Fitness legend, have a look in the show notes below and you will see all of the relevant links for my online services. So that will be fun, because there are three new packages. So it's Ignite, Elevate and Transform, all at various price points. Yeah, I think that's what I don't know if that's the right way to say it. I don't know. But there's something there for everyone, and it's affordable for everyone. But the services that I provide, I think it's affordable as it stands today, which is the 14th of April, I think. Yeah, 14th of April, 23. But yeah, back to what I was waffling about. So yeah, so I qualified as a coach when I was, well, as a trainer, sorry, when I was 19, 20, something like that. So that's about 12, 13 years ago. Been in and out of this industry pretty much ever since, working within it, being within it, just generally being in the health, fitness, well-being environment. I've trained since I was 16, 17, made every mistake imaginable, tried things that I probably shouldn't have tried over the years, turned to alcohol when I probably shouldn't have, given the fact that I have PTSD, I have anxiety, bouts of depression, and alcohol is a depressant, so obviously that isn't going to help lift my mood. But I've not drank in, when did I turn 30? 2020. So I've not drank since roughly 21st, 22nd of September 2020. And I feel amazing for it. But the reason I stopped drinking was more for my mental health than anything. So with my PTSD, when I drink, I turn into a prick. That's the only real way I can put it. It's blunt, but it's honest. I turn into an absolute prick sandwich. It's not fair on my wife. It's not fair on my family. And I don't need a drink. Like, I always say, if like you're at a family party or just at a party or whatever, it only takes one person to go on the dance floor, right? And then everyone's up and at it. I don't mind being that person, you know, being embarrassed for, 30 seconds? But everyone else is drunk. What does it matter? You're all on the same wavelength. So in 2018, after quite a ropey couple of years, I kind of, I guess, sucked it up and went and got some professional help, should we say, from my doctor. Put me on a course of Sertraline. To help with my anxiety and depression, went through for some CBT coaching, so cognitive behavioral therapy. And unfortunately, the wait list for that was really, really long. So I took matters into my own hands and got certified myself as a CBT coach, so I can use those tactics on myself, which has been really, really helpful. And then got certified as a life coach. And then since then, I've just done nothing but look at ways I can improve myself and my skill set to help others. So whether that be looking further, I've done a couple of nutrition courses since as well. Nutrition, young people's mental health. I don't know, there's been a couple more that I've done. I'll dig them out, I think, and I'll showcase them. So you can see how magnificent I am. So that was 2018. Things were going really tickly boo. Hated the job I was in. Literally, it was soul destroying. Quit in 2020 and went full time as a coach. And that kind of leads me to today. And then what was really quite interesting, actually, before I quit my old job, I kept having nosebleeds. Couldn't work out why. Upon reflection, I think it's stress. But what the doctors asked me to do was go for blood tests, which I did. And then off the back of that, they could actually never clarify why I kept getting nosebleeds. But like I said, I think it was stress. But what did come about was the fact that my liver readings were just wild, which would indicate I had an issue with my liver. So that was fun. Had numerous sort of tests. Things went in me, up me, literally. And then on July the 6th, 2020, yeah, it must have been July the 6th, 2020. No, 2022. Yeah. I had a liver biopsy. And if anyone ever calls you a pussy, right, for having a biopsy, when you actually break down what a biopsy is, yeah, that shit hurts because you're being stabbed. It's completely different from other biopsies, I guess. So I've had like an endoscopy where I've had a camera down my throat and I've had one up my butt, where they take internal biopsies and they literally just like snip away. But when you have a like a proper liver biopsy, they have to stab you. And yes, you have a local anesthetic, but you got to think like you're, if you think of your body like an onion, right? And you need to get to the middle of the onion. Yes, you're gonna have to stab through it, and yes, you could probably numb certain areas of the onion, but there's gonna get to a point where there's only so much onion that you can numb. So that's kind of what it's like having a biopsy. Anywho, with that, there was a discovery that I had gallstones, and my gallbladder was, and still is to this day, inflamed, and I cannot break fats down, and I cannot produce enough bile in my body. So my liver's shutting down. I've got gallstones, which is fun because they hurt every second of every fucking day. But we move forward, and yeah, it then got confirmed that I have a liver disease called primary sclerosing cholangitis. Cannot spell that to save my life, but I can just about say it. So yeah, I have, so it's PSC for short. So I have PSC, and I'm currently waiting to have my gallbladder removed, which should significantly change and improve my current lifestyle. Like I said, I'm constantly in pain, which is fun. But yeah, we move. I'm in pain. I'm always fucking tired because, yeah, when you have a chronic illness, fatigue is real, baby. But I'm going to cover that in a completely separate episode. So yeah, that's me pretty much in a nutshell up to date in 2023. I'm falling apart physically. Still have mental days where, by that I mean, I still have low days with my mental health, but I'm human. Show me someone else on this planet that isn't in the same boat. And yeah, I just wanted to reignite the pod, get you listening again. Check out the new website. It is www.mindyourfitness.co.uk. Social media. I've actually now got three social media accounts, and I actually hate social media. However, you can find my main account, which is Mind Your Fitness Official. There is then MYF Online Coaching, and then there is also the other account that I manage and the other business that I run, and that's called the 300 Method. That training is specifically for dads and dads over 30. So if you're a dad and you're over 30 and you want to shift a bit of timber, you want to get strong, you want to get leaner, you want to get fit, you want to get healthier, go and check out the Instagram handle, the 300 Method. For anyone else that's, well, not a dad effectively and is male or female, and you want to get involved and you want to be coached, you want to look at making some positive changes in your life, you want to ignite, elevate, and transform your life, then simply get in touch either on any of those platforms that I've mentioned or well, yeah, on any of those platforms. So that's enough of me rambling. Ciao for now, brown cow.